Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. I was wondering or thinking about today, permission. And that was my topic for this Sunday reflection. And it was going to be early this morning. But I gave myself permission not to do it. It's quite interesting, isn't it? This idea of permission. I've been thinking about this for a while, permission. And it's one of those strange... it's an awareness that I've had over the last few weeks. This idea of permission, now, okay, so it came to me a few weeks ago because I realised the entire, all this lockdown area of time, I have not had to get up in the morning for any other reason other than my own choosing. And now that my son has definitely left home, I've got no obligations to anyone else other than myself in the daytime. And so the work that I do, the nature of the work that I do, I structure my own time, I do everything I want to do, as entrepreneurs do. But what occurred to me was that I needed to give myself permission. I needed to have permission to do some things. It's like somehow I've set it up in my own mind, in my own head, that there are some things I'm allowed to do and some things I'm not. I'm not talking big things here, but I'm talking about giving myself, allowing myself to do stuff, allowing myself to or not do stuff, or not have to do stuff. And I just think it's really interesting, as you know, as a 50-year-old man, I'm waiting for someone to give me permission to do things. And who's the someone? Who am I waiting for? Who am I expecting to give me permission? And I wonder how many of us do this. And I think this is one thing that, in some ways, COVID has brought out, because people in lockdown or in those lockdown situations, suddenly they have different priorities. Who feels guilty about doing stuff? And when we put this into context, don't we? People talk about their guilty secrets or eating things that are inappropriate, and they're feeling guilty about it. They need permission. So it's just that I was wondering about that over this last few days about it. What do we need? What do we need to give ourselves permission to be the best we can be? Now there's something, isn't it? I mean, it's all very well to say, giving yourself permission to have an extra biscuit, or giving yourself permission to not maybe run that morning or not do some exercise. But what about permission to step up? Permission to be more than you are now? That one starts to feel a bit, doesn't it? It's when we're pushing outside of our boundaries, I think. That's when... when the voices from other people come in, when we need permission from other people to do this. And of course, those other people may not even be alive anymore. They may be dead. It may be whatever. And that was my thoughts about this. And so this morning I got up and I did my usual, my Sunday stuff. I did some exercise, went for a run, came back, did this, did that. And then I thought, I was going to go out and do this. And I thought, actually, if I'm going to do, I feel tired, I'm just going to have a nap. that nap, giving myself permission for that nap, I ended up sleeping for 2 hours. And I don't sleep for that length of time. I don't do naps on sofas for that length of time. So this morning I gave myself permission to sleep for 2 hours. So hence this live is at a silly o'clock time of day. So where in your life are you seeking permission? I'm going to explore this further because I think there are places where I don't do things for reasons that are undefined. And I think it's really easy as humans to set boundaries for ourselves. And that's what permission is anyway, isn't it? It's a boundary. And what is it that I need to clear my boundaries? What is it that you need to clear your boundaries? How will you break into what's new, something different, something expansive? And that's the conversations I'm having all the time at the moment. I, as you probably are aware, there's an event happening in November, and I am speaking to people from all over the world and about how they move forward, how they step out into the world, how they guide their life with by being in touch with something greater than themselves. How do they expand beyond their boundaries? So that is what I'm going to leave you with today. Short and sweet. Where is it in your life you are seeking permission? Who is going to give it to you so that you can live beyond your boundaries? Happy Sunday. Let's speak Wednesday. Bye. And that was my Sunday reflection. And it has been a very reflective week. I have so many calls this week with different people on the event, and it has been such a privilege to have these conversations, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with them. So if you haven't yet booked your tickets, your free tickets for spirituality, please check out the website, check out the links above or the website for details. It is well worth your time. There are some amazing conversations we're having, and I'm so looking forward to sharing with you. Anyway, that is it for me this Sunday. All the best, and I wish you well.